The Tiger Feet, and I tell you what, I was bopping my head around the studio doing that particular track. But I tell you, when I was a young man, oh yes, I used to do the old square walk. You used to walk in a kind of a square, pretend you were playing a guitar. Anyway, we're on the memory train, ladies and gentlemen. What year was it? Well, as I say, the inflation was at a 34-year high of 17.2%, and we worry about it today. My goodness gracious me. The Party Political Broadcast, which was the final episode of the Monty Python's Flying Circus series, is broadcast on BBC Two in this particular year, and new speed limits are introduced onto British roads in an attempt to save fuel at the time of the Arab fuel embargo. It didn't last very long, to be fair. The London home of the Conservative Party leader and former Prime Minister Edward Heath is bombed, and it's suspected that the PIRA, the Provisional IRA, was responsible. He's away on holiday at the time when the bomb exploded, but returned just 10 minutes. He was on holiday and he returned 10 minutes after the bomb had gone off. Gosh, if he had been away 10 minutes earlier, who knows what would have happened. What else was going on? As I say, there was movies. Blazing Saddles was out there on the big screen, and there were three disaster movies in this particular year. They released on three consecutive months. There was Airport 75, Earthquake, and The Towering Inferno. They were all box office successes, of course. The Godfather 2 was out there, and Death Wish, which was directed by Michael Winner and starred Charles Bronson, was on the big screen as well. The Great Gatsby, directed by Jim Clayton and starring Robert Redford and Mia Farrow, that was out there as well. And beep beep, Little Herbie, Herbie Rides Again, was up on the big screen as well. But what was the year? What was the year that, well, the cat crept in and crept out again?
Let the cat crept in.
Cat crept in and ooh, crept out again. What a great song. Right, that's me done. We're back. We're on the memory train and we've arrived. We finished all the clues. What was the clues? Well, the clues were the Morris Marina, the Vauxhall Viva, the Oscar Allegro, cars that you might have been seen driving around in. 3 Day a Week is introduced. The Prime Minister's Edward Heath, and there's bombings all over the place. There's another general election, the second one of the year, and Ted Heath fails to convince the coalition government and is taken over. He's outed. ABBA win Waterloo, win the Eurovision Song Contest with the song Waterloo, and Leeds win the League Division Final. Who won the FA Cup? Well, that was Liverpool beating Newcastle 3-0 in this particular year, and Harold Wilson ends up being the Prime Minister at the back end of the year. CFAX started, well, what was the year? It was the year that all that took place. And if you got 1974, take a pat on the back. I'll see you again tomorrow for the last one of the week. You take care, have a great day. And playing us out, of course, it's the big one of that year. Everyone was jumping on a train, jumping on a plane and jumping on a bus, and they were off to Spain.
All the ladies fell for Rudolph Valentino. He had a beano back in those balmy days. He knew every time you meet an icy creature, you gotta teach her hot-blooded Latin ways. But even Rudy would have felt the strain of making smooth advances in the rain. All this year I'm off to sunny Spain. Heavy! I'm taking the Costa Brava plane. Hey, viva España! If you'd like to chat to Matador in some cool cabana and meet señoritas by the score, España, por favor.
You You've been listening to Your Daily Drop. Keep in touch via our Facebook page and join us again tomorrow morning at the usual time for more great music.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them. Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. Yeah, yeah. But they fought with expert timing. There was Funky Billy Chin and Little Sammy Chong. He said, "Here comes the big boss. Hey, hey, let's get it on." We took a bow and made a stand. Started swaying with the hand. A sudden motion made me skip. Now we're into a brand new trip. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening. But they did it with expert timing. Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 oh.
Like a rhyme.